Shalom to all. Today we're going to Sechas Midos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Rabbis Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Defan, Yosef Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing these ta'im, these chambers or cells or rooms that were located on the perimeter outside of the three walls of the Heichal, south, north, and west. That's the right, left, and back walls. So we discussed what the size of these rooms were. Remember, there were three levels of rooms, so we're going to learn the insides were different. The Mishnah tells us, HaTachtoina Chamisha, the bottom one, meaning the width of the bottom room, was 5. The Roived Shisha, and the Roived was 6. Now, Roived means the floor. In other words, the ceiling of the bottom one was actually 6 amos, and that means that the floor of the middle one was also 6 amos, because it's the same thing. Now, how is it that the inside was 5, but the ceiling was 6? So you might have a handy picture here that would explain everything. If you don't have a picture, just imagine the room you're sitting in, and it's very possible that there's a room above it. Maybe you're in an office building in your house, and you're on the first floor, so you have a room above on the second floor. And since the beams that are your ceiling are acting as the floor of the room above, so we want extra support for that room above. Therefore, that ceiling slash floor beam extends out an extra amma for that extra support. So that's why the bottom room was 5 ammas, the ceiling was 6, and again, that means the roived, the floor of the middle chamber, of the middle section was 6, and that also means, continues the Mishnah, v'ayim tzayis shisha, so that means the entire middle chamber was 6 ammas, and v'roived sheva, the ceiling, and memela, the floor of the upper one was 7 amos, and v'alyoyna sheva, the upper one was 7 amos. And where do we see this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Hayotziya tachtoina chamesh ba'ama rachba, the bottom yotziya, this bottom section, was 5 amos wide, v'atichoina shesh ba'ama rachba, and the middle one was 6 amos wide, v'ashlishis sheva ba'ama rachba, and the third one was 7 amos wide. On to Mishnah, we continue to describe this. U'mesiba, ha'yisa oile mikaren mizrachas tzfanis l'karen tzfanis ma'raves. There was a mesiba, which was a winding walkway, that went from the northeastern corner to the northwestern corner. Sheba hayu oilem l'gagas ha'toim. This is how they would get to the roof of these chambers, of these ta'im. There was this walkway that went around the outside. Oh, wait, actually, I had already mentioned this mesiba before. Remember when we spoke about all the openings in between the different ta'im? There was one of them, namely the northeastern one, that's the first one on the right-hand side, that had an entrance to the mesiba. From there, you would go to this ramp, and then walk all the way up and around the ramp to the top of where these ta'im were. So that's what the Mishnah describes in great detail right now. As he was going up this mesiba, this walkway, he's facing west, which is the back of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's walking along the entire north side. That means to the left of him is the rightmost wall, the Tzafin wall of the Heichal. Ad Shumagil Amayriv, that's until he gets to the west, until he gets to the back wall. Then Gil Amayriv, once he gets to the west, then he turns his face to south, meaning he turns his face to the left. Then he'll call Pene Mayriv, Ad Shumagil Adarim. Now he walks along the entire western wall, which is basically behind the Kodesh Kedashim, until he reaches the south. And then Igil Adarim, once he reaches the south, then he turns his face to east, which means he's turning his face back towards the front of the Beis HaMikdash, and he walks along the left, the south, until he reaches the entrance of the Aliyah. That entrance of the Aliyah was open to the south. This Aliyah was the upper story, the upper level of the Heichal, because as we're going to soon see, the Heichal was 100 amas tall and was divided into two levels, so the entrance to the upper level was this Pesach that we just mentioned now. And with Pesach Shal Aliyah, at this entrance to the Aliyah, Hayu Shtei Klonzer Shal Erez, there were two beams of cedar wood, Shebehen Hayu Oilem L'Gaga Shal Aliyah, those were used to climb on to get to the roof of the Aliyah. It was basically a ladder. They brought one all the way to the top of the building, the Heichal, and V'Rashe Pispasin Mavdilin Ba'Aliyah Ben Kodesh Ben Kodesh Kedashim. There was also tips of beams. They were demarcating in the Aliyah itself, in between where the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim was, because remember, the first floor is the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedashim, or the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim. So in the upper level, that second floor, there also had to be a very clear difference between where above the Kodesh and above the Kodesh Kedashim were. Now, Velulin Hayipsuchim Ba'aliyah Beis Kodesh Kedashim, there were hatches or little openings from this Aliyah, from this upper level, into the Kodesh Kedashim itself. Shebahen Hayim Shalshan Sumanim B'Tevais, that's how they would lower craftsmen in boxes, Kedesh Shalei Zunei Neim Beis Kodesh Kedashim, so they don't feast their eyes on the Kodesh Kedashim. Sometimes repairs were needed, but obviously no one's allowed in the Kodesh Kedashim. You can't just go in there. Even the Kohen Gadol was only allowed once a year, so how do they make repairs? They would lower craftsmen and repairmen in a box. This box is open only on one side, so that way they weren't able to see the Kodesh Kedashim. They would be lowered through this hatch, through this opening. They would only be exposed to one section of a wall right in front of them. They would do whatever they needed, and then they were lifted right up through it. So that's what these hatches were for. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.